get up in the middle of the night,
early in the morning, and you might go and daven, and then you go to work, and it was hard. And guys your age, they weren't sitting at a table eating breakfast. In your age, with rare exception, you were out working. You were trying to make ends meet for your family. So his son used to go with him, his 13 or 14 year old son, every day. And in Russia, the son would get up very early in the morning at that time of year, 4 o'clock, whatever it was. And as they go to shul afterwards, have a little bit of bread to eat, the father, the wagon driver, tells his son, not today, it's a tannis, it's a fast day. And the son struggles, he understands, today I can't eat, it's not like chas v'shalom, I'm going to die from it, it's one day. The end of the day, he's weak, he's tired, he's hungry, and probably a little bit angry. The next morning at 4 o'clock or whatever time it was, his father wakes him up, let's go to work, and the son says, no, I'm too angry from yesterday. And the Rashbat said over, what does the father say to him? 4 words. If you remember these 4 words, we'll never turn into the trap of becoming chas v'shalom someone who gives up. He told his son, today is not yesterday. Today is not yesterday. Yesterday's done. It's over. There were good things and bad things, but we move from here. Everyone in this world, everyone in this room right now did a lot of good things yesterday. And some of us maybe didn't do the right things yesterday or made poor choices. But today is not yesterday. Today we have an opportunity to start fresh, to make the right decisions. Esav is called to Russia because he said, I can't do it. I want everyone in this room to do one thing for the next 10 seconds, if that long. Think back to 2 months ago about something you thought you could never do that now you are able to do. It could be in Yiddishkeit. It could be in your personal life. It could be in sports. It could be anything. Because if you give up, you can't do it. Esav became a Rasha because he said, I can't. I think the best limud is when we look at Lavan, when we look at Esav, there's a big difference. They're both wicked. They're both people who we have to learn not to be like. And 2 important lessons to take away today. Lesson number 1, don't make excuses. Don't say, it's okay because. If you did something wrong, admit it. I did something wrong, now I have to improve. Now I have to be better. Secondly, never say the one thing that will lead someone to becoming a Rasha. The words, the 4 words, I can't do it. Everyone can do it. Everyone in this room is a testament to what you could do. There are people in this room who couldn't look at a Mishnah and translate it. Now they can. There are people in this room who had a difficulty with Kashrus. Now they do. There are people that maybe had trouble with Shmirah Shabbos. Now they do it. Look around. Every day there are people around who inspire us. Hopefully they inspire you to realize today is not yesterday. Thank you.